Bagi warga kota New York, bodega atau toko kecil serba ada memenuhi praktis semua kebutuhan mereka, mulai makanan siap santap, makanan kemasan, hingga sabun cuci. Kini semakin banyak bodega memiliki satu lagi keperluan warga, anjungan tunai mandiri untuk transaksi Bitcoin.
And a lot of people, they come and they use it, and they, I told them, why you use the Bitcoin for? You said, they send money, transfer money, buying stuff. I said, how would it work? Myself, I didn't even know how it work. I like to know how it work because it's getting very popular and very, you know. So hopefully I will know how it's going to work, and I see a lot of people using it right now. At the moment.
Meski belum paham penggunaan mata uang kripto, Jamal mengaku senang dengan semakin banyaknya pelanggan.
Because it brings a lot of people to the store, more people come into the store, people use the Bitcoin, they buy some stuff too from the store, and it brings more business. So it's very good for the business.
Pandemi selama setahun lebih ternyata justru meningkatkan permintaan akan ATM mata uang kripto, mendongkrak pemasukan jaringan ATM seperti Bitcoin Depot, CoinFlip, dan CoinCloud, serta Liberty X, perusahaan yang menyediakan perangkat lunak ATM.
What we've seen actually is that COVID has been a massive accelerant for the business. If anything, you have a lot of stores like this one where they already have a great location and fixed costs, and they're looking for value-added services to bring in foot traffic and earn every extra dollar they can to keep their business afloat. So we were seeing great appetite for that. At the same time, you're seeing increasing demand from customers and consumers who want to be part of this new financial system, who want to buy in a product that generates and has grown more than 200% every year since its inception.
Bodega, pompa bensin, dan lain-lain lokasi strategis kini sedang dilirik sebagai tempat ATM mata uang virtual.
Menurut situs Coin ATM Radar, ATM Bitcoin dan mata uang kripto lainnya ada di seluruh negara bagian di Amerika Serikat kecuali Alaska. Dan setiap kali muncul, kadang yang terjadi adalah kecurigaan dari pihak berwenang setempat. Seperti juga di tingkat federal, banyak pejabat memandang dengan curiga karena minimnya regulasi yang dikhawatirkan membuat Bitcoin dan mata uang sejenis menjadi alat transaksi untuk kegiatan ilegal, termasuk diantaranya pencucian uang.
Tapi tetap saja, crypto ATM meluas setahun terakhir.
Coin ATM Radar had about 4,000, 5,000 Bitcoin ATMs at the beginning. Currently today, I just looked, we are over 16,000 crypto ATMs, and that's in the span of 2 years, right? So definitely a very high and quick growth rate that we're seeing within the industry for crypto ATMs.
Berbagai faktor membuat ATM seperti ini diminati, meski transaksi mata uang kripto biasanya bisa dilakukan dari mana saja. Ada yang ingin mendapat uang tunai, ada yang ingin mengirim uang secara anonim, dan ada yang lebih nyaman menggunakan mesin fisik.
One thing that's been pretty interesting is that the Bitcoin demand actually is pretty uniform across the country. So even though we're here in New York City, we have customers in South Dakota, Virginia, Connecticut, all over the place. And I think that really speaks to the breadth and the demand for new financial services and innovation, things like Bitcoin.
Diperkirakan sekitar sepertiga ATM Bitcoin yang bermunculan di AS dibangun pada paruh akhir 2020 bersamaan dengan kembang-kempis ekonomi real akibat pandemi. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi, VOA.